What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, I didn't play into this Fab Four talk. Right? We were talking about, like, to me, it was the Big Three. I don't even like that because the Big Three, who was the original Big Three? I know the Yankees core four.
I think the Big Three was LeBron, Bosch, and Wade. Okay, I remember that. Yeah, I think that's the first time I really heard it.
I think you're right. And maybe it predates that, but I think you're right. That was the Big Three forming in Miami. And then ever since then, it was Durant and Harden and Kyrie. Mm-hmm. Whatever. There's been very different variations of the Big Three.
Brunson, Cat.
But for me, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who's the third?
OG?
Yeah. Bridges one night. So to me, it was just about the big three guys in that lineup, Soto, Alonzo, Lindor, but Cohen used the term Fab Four. And I got to be honest with you, I was not familiar that the Beatles were dubbed the Fab Four. Like when I first heard it, I was thinking Michigan as well. I know they were making fun of Evan for that on the morning show.
I didn't hear that part. I heard the morning show today with C-Mac and Jerry, but I missed this part.
So when you heard Fab Four, do you immediately think Beatles?
I think Michigan, but it's Fab Five in Michigan.
I
see Webb and those guys.
Right, but when I heard it, I think Michigan, and I was like, oh, wait a second, that was the Fab Five at Michigan.
I think maybe more Fantastic Four, the old comic superhero stuff.
So I do not think Fab Four Beatles. Anyway, that was a thing. Point is, none of them showed up in yesterday's doubleheader. We were on the air for game one of that, and I do have a major issue with Juan Soto not hustling. I know he beat it out. Mm-hmm. I have a major issue with that after watching it again. To a point where, if I'm Lindor, like, enough's enough to me, and I'm not trying to pick on Juan Soto. This is, please, like, I know what's going to happen. Digital and Sal Ripso, uh-huh. Like, please spare me, okay? I'm not into the clickbait stuff on this one. Certainly not. Not really ever, but
yeah,
at least this one.
Yeah.
No, this is, if I'm Lindor, and he's the leader of this team, and I see that from, similar to what we saw from Jake Taylor going to Billy Dorn's house.
Yeah, it's great.
Hey,
that was great when his wife was there. Yeah, that was great.
If you ever pull a stunt like that again, I'll cut off your, shove him down.
Yeah, good reference. That's a good scene.
If I'm Lindor and you're a real leader, that's what I do to Soto.
Like, that's not going to happen. Not like that.
Oh, I know it's not BT, but, and I'm not saying it has to happen verbatim with that. Although I wouldn't be opposed to it. I wouldn't be opposed to it, but somebody, maybe Mendy.
Oh, that's where I was going.
Okay,
but finish up.
If it's not Lindor, then maybe somebody needs to go to Soto and say, hey, because now this is me saying this. I gave him a pass for the one in Boston. I gave him a pass for the one against the Yankees. You did not.
No.
I did. So now, I like that one yesterday to me is inexcusable. Now he made it, which makes it easier because either Lindor, who's the leader of the team, or Mendy can go to him and say, you made it. Don't ever do that again. Don't ever do that again. You're getting paid a lot of money here. I'm not saying you got to bust it out of the box and run like Nimmo every single time.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to hustle. And he did not hustle on that play. He pulled up. Like, he wasn't even running.
No.
If you were running hard throughout front, that's saying you got to be blazing speed or try to beat it out, run down the first baseline. Inexcusable not to. Somebody needs to send the message because that can't happen. It didn't hurt them yesterday. Their offense, their pathetic lack of offense hurt them in both those games yesterday. But that, to me, would be inexcusable.
See, but you say it didn't hurt them yesterday, and I know what you mean, but I still think it hurts them downstream. I mean, there's a lot of young kids on this team. who are impressionable, who are in the early stages of careers, whether Viento stays or goes, Beatty stays or goes, Acuna stays or goes, Alvarez gets back, stays or goes. You just don't see leaders and grinders doing that. You know, David, I know the documentary is coming out on David Wright. David Wright with a bad back didn't do that. Derek Jeter never did that. You will never see Aaron Judge do that. Even when Judge is 37 and diminished, he's just not going to do that. The problem, though, is we can identify what needs to change, but I'm going to spare everybody the waste of time. It's not going to change. I'm going to tell you why. When you're in a new situation, generally, most people, whether it's a new radio station, a new baseball team, a new law firm, whatever, your first, a new team, anything in life, no matter how old you are, your first inclination, it's human nature, is to try to impress upon everybody that you're diligent, that you're talented, that you're worthy of being here. And we all know he's incredibly talented and worthy of being there.
And I do think he works hard.
I do, too. At his craft, certain aspects of his craft, I agree with that. But the fact that he's doing this now when he just got here and there's a honeymoon period, you know, like, to me, that's just telling me that down the road, now he's going to hit for the Met fan, but down the road, there's going to be a consistent issue for the Met fan. Take that one to the bank.
Which is why Mendoza's got to nip it in the bud. And I think that the issue is that he hit a number to second and he was mad at himself.
Yeah, that was totally
okay,
it.
So then, Juan, you have two ways to handle this. A, stop hitting numbers. B, if you do, run to first base. That's it. There are only two ways to solve this. You don't like having to run out a number to second, then stop hitting a number to second with guys on base. Easy fix. And if you do hit one, because not everybody's perfect, the least you could do is run to first base. That's it. Now, I didn't have an issue with Mendoza. I know Mendoza was getting ripped yesterday for the Peterson decision. I have no problem with that. What I have a problem is Stanek. Stanek is not very good, so the Mets need high leverage on him.
But the manager's got to know that. Yeah. And he went to him willingly. Stay with Peterson.
What, and pitch a complete game again?
They threw it, yeah.
Oh, come on. He gave up a base hit. You start him in the
eighth
inning. It was
a five-hopper the other way. It wasn't squared up with a bullet.
You start him in the eighth inning. You can't.
Come on,
he gave up a base
man.
Hit. What are you going to do? You're going to push him, and then it would be, Mendoza stuck with Peterson.
It's the All-Star break coming up. I know he's now an All-Star, and that was good for him. But, yes, 100% he should have stayed. But
I did not have a major issue with that. And it's also not the reason they lost the game. They lost the game because when we were here in the first inning,
They couldn't hit.
That's it. So that's why they lost game one specifically. And then you could even say the same thing in game two. You have a bullpen game that we're not set up to win. Now, I'm not going nuts about the losses because even though you don't like losing series, especially to the team that you're better than, they'll be better now. Starting with tonight with Senga back, Manaea coming back this weekend, they're going to add in the bullpen. So the Mets held their head above water getting to the All-Star break. Now, assuming they don't get swept here, but even with that, like, they survived against the Brewers and the Yankees. They won a game against Baltimore. Go in the series, all is forgotten here. Get to the All-Star break and build off of that. But it was an ugly day, and to me, mostly because of that quote-unquote Fab Four that was nowhere to be found.
Well, as I said, you know, coming off the Brewers and the Yankees for sure, you know, they did definitely stabilize their season, and not that it's been destabilized. I'm not saying that here, but, I mean, yesterday's a bad look for the Mets here. I mean, the Orioles stink, okay? Now, a couple things we got to get into. You touched on Soto. I agree. Unacceptable for any new... If when Cat's not in great shape or loafing up and down the court or Soto's doing it or other Yankees, like, we get on them. That's the bare minimum expectation. We pay a lot of money. We invest a lot of time. Run. Just give us effort. Nothing else needs to be said. That's self-explanatory. The offense. This is why they need a bat. The Mets scored 4 runs in 18 innings yesterday. Their top 4 hitters who are supposed, and have been carrying the mail, quite frankly, to be fair, but when they don't hit, they don't do anything, and that's a problem. So the top 4 hitters for the Mets yesterday were 5-for-27. They lost 3-1 the first game. They were 2-for-14 with 5 strikeouts. They lose 7-3 the second game. They were 3-for-13 with a couple of whiffs in game 2. Now, that it's not that I'm going nuts on it, getting swept to a bad Orioles team in mid-July. No, that's even though it's not a great look, but that's fine. It's a long season. We get that. But this, to me, is emblematic of what ails the Mets the most. And every time you and I get into this, and I got to see if these guys are healthy and the new pitchers, and if they're not, well, maybe you need the arm, and you definitely need the bullpen arm. I'm going to say this until the cows either come home or take a nap. If people don't think the Mets need a real bat, You are nuts.
You see, I disagree with that.
But when the top four don't hit, they don't do anything.
Okay, so bring in one bat. You think he's going to make a difference?
He may have yesterday. You lost 3-1.
If they don't hit, the Mets aren't going to win. It's those three guys.
If nobody hits, you're not going to win. But you've got to increase chances.
They have three superstar bats.
Who did nothing yesterday and they lost.
Oh, okay, but that's what happens. When Aaron Judge doesn't hit, generally the Yankees lose.
Judge didn't do much last night. Yanks won. I agree with that. I know what you mean about Judge, but that's one of my problems with the Yankees.
Understood. It's one game. The Mets' big three
guys. It's not
guys,
one game. They're hitting .209 with runners in scoring position. 21st in baseball. It's horrendous.
Those big three have to hit. If they don't, the
you don't think
over.
They need another bat?
No, I'm saying that.
A big bat.
I'm saying that I don't think that that's going to solve the issues. If those guys don't hit, they won't win.
Okay.
So I don't care which bat. Who's the biggest bat you could bring in? So Eugenio Suarez?
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. If you bring him in and Alonso and Soto and Lindor don't produce, they're not winning anyway.
Unless Suarez hits a 3-run home run, then you might win.
I mean,
and by the way, first, he's a home run hitter, so he might. And with these pitchers coming back, you know, it might be a 2-run homer or a 2-run double. Now, Vientos started to swing the bat a little bit better. I know he struck out on 3 pitches. One, I think that was game 2. But he came in for Winker, hit a couple on the screws. And maybe that's a good sign, all right? But to me, and again, this has really been my point about the Mets for a while. Like, and I know that this applies to other teams too, but if their top 3 or 4 don't hit, they don't score. And to me, that is a recipe to lose in the wild card. Forget about the NLCS. Now, you very well might get in the first series, Lindor hits, 412, Soto hits 3 bombs, 9 RBIs. That's totally possible because those guys are studs. But baseball, it ain't basketball. You know Brunson's pumping in 30. You don't know Lindor's going to have a great series. You just like Judge. You don't know if he's going to have. Matter of fact, he really hasn't had many. He's had more bad than good. So to me, I'm just trying to increase the odds of giving my offense a chance to win. And if the first 4 guys don't hit, if I bring somebody else that can, and now you got Buxton with a hand injury, who knows how long he's going to be down. He's hurt. I don't think the Mets' offense is good enough, and I've said this from day one.
Yeah, I just believe in those big three, and they will go as those guys go, regardless of who the acquisition is. Now, do I trust Nimmo to be consistent? I don't. He could be the fourth piece of that. I do trust Lindor. I 100% trust Soto, and I 100% trust Pete Alonso. And if they don't get it done, they're going to lose because of that. Like, I don't think there's a move to be made that can change that or enhance that. Lengthen out the lineup, maybe get a professional bat in center. By the way, I would not go after Cedric Mullins after watching him these 3 games. Like, he's not enough of a difference maker. He's an upgrade. He's a proven vet. He's not enough of a difference maker to me. Now, again, I don't think they need a superstar, but I need some type of impact bat to help you at the bottom of the order or in center field specifically. And he just, to me, there's not enough of.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Then upgrade there over Tyrone Taylor or even Jeff McNeil in center field.
Okay, we got to get back to something that we disagree on, and we got to have a little conversation about your manager, who suddenly is looking very lost. Mendoza has had 2 bad weeks. Now, specific to yesterday, if Peterson was a low-pitch guy, I'd say, you know what, Sal, you're right. In May, of his five starts, all right, three, he went over 100 pitches. June 11th, 106. July, 103. You got a double header. You know you're going to use arms all day. Now, if he starts and he gives up a rocket that goes 470 and it's flat, all right, he's at a manageable number. You start the eighth inning. I know you give up a single. It was fairly soft, and you pull it. So to me, there was two mistakes. Number one, Peterson's five times better than Stanek, who, if Stanek is anywhere near an important situation in the playoffs, leave the stadium because the Mets are not winning that game. He's awful, all right? And he's got to be relegated to, like, long release. He stinks. Number two, this was an awful look for Mendoza. When you bring in the righty, you're saying, hey, Gunner, grab your bat. You're inviting a lefty who's not having a great season, to be fair, but is an incredibly talented young player, as we know. We wish that was Volpe, really. What happens? Bang! Two-run jack. So you willingly take out somebody who's so much better than Stanek and is a lefty that would have kept Gunner on the bench or neutralized his ability to do what he did. I don't know where else to... Like, there were three mistakes made in 30 seconds.
Well, but they don't have a high-leverage arm that they could use.
They had one on the mound. They should have stayed with Peterson.
Yeah, but to me, that's just... for me, it's a second guess. I have no issue with that. Well, think about what we're talking about now. Complaining about taking a pitcher out in the eighth inning.
Yeah.
It's 2025.
Well, when you lose, like, the game, it's okay to go back maybe it was the wrong move.
No, see, to me, that's where we fundamentally disagree. It shouldn't be about the result. Just because the result wasn't the right one does not mean it's the wrong move. So now we're all going to be, hey, push the pitcher. Because you lost and it didn't work out, every starting pitcher, that's better than the bullpen arm, because they are. Every starting pitcher should be better than every bullpen arm outside of one or two in your pen. And the Mets right now have one, Edwin Diaz, that would be better than the majority of their starters, if not all of them. Every other one is going to be less than. Reed Garrett, Brazoban, you name it, they're worse than the starter, especially David Peterson. That doesn't mean that Peterson's going to be effective in the eighth or ninth inning. Like, you just can't do it. And it can't always be about... It's also a doubleheader there. He maybe had his map of who we wanted in game one.
Well, you got to deal with the map. I mean, don't tell me about the lanes and the maps. You got to react to what's in front of you.
But they had a bullpen game in game two.
I know what they had, which is more reason to keep Peterson out there.
Yeah, well, he was trying to go with his higher leverage right now.
Leverage? The guy's ERA is 6 for the last 5 weeks.
Right now, Stanek is one of their higher leverage guys. I don't trust him, but Stanek has been the guy. One of the guys.
But that doesn't make it right. How do you let this guy go off the hook?
Who are they supposed to pitch?
Peterson!
He's not going to pitch the whole game.
I know, but Sal, give him another batter crying out loud.
He gave up a hit. So if he gives
up... It's a five-hopper!
If he gives up another... If he gets another batter and then gives up a hit, then what do you do?
Then it might be a different evaluation.
Oh, okay, so now we're talking about one batter. So
but at least there's more evidence to support the move to pull him out.
He tried to get out in front of it saying, you know what?
And he was wrong.
Okay, but just because the result
he's had a bad 2 weeks.
I disagree.
I disagree. He's messed up with Peterson alone twice. I mean, so all the times you told
How's he messed up with Peterson?
You've told me a million times, hey, and I like Mendoza, but a little bit of the shine is off the rock all of a sudden. Like, he has made some mistakes the last couple of weeks with the pitching. And one of the things you told me was, unlike Boone, he's a gut guy. Yeah. Well, the gut's not working out the way it once did.
Okay, who are the options that they have in the staff
right now? I'm going to say it again. Peterson.
No. You're talking about the last couple of weeks. I'm assuming you're aware of their roster situation.
Very aware. Which is why I know that Stanek's ERA is awful.
And he's still one of their better options.
And he decided
right now
to go to him.
He's one of their better
he's
options.
He's not a better
right
option than Peterson.
What about the other 2 weeks? And you're going based just off of the results.
No, that's
it not.
You don't
other
know
way
what I'm thinking in real time.
You know, you just said that.
No, but I'm saying, well, that's what he's thinking. Right. You don't know what I'm thinking. Listen, the thing with the Mets, they're not whole. So I'm not going nuts on this.
So how is it
the
manager's fault when every arm that they go to in the bullpen sucks?
Because if you've got a chance to avoid going to one of those arms, I would do it.
Okay, so Peterson should have thrown 100-plus pitches.
Well, why not? He's done it before.
Yeah, okay.
He's done it before. I just gave you the numbers. He's done it.
What were you saying yesterday? You were worried about Peterson because he had
I was, but that doesn't mean he didn't throw a gem.
Okay, so he was pitching a gem yesterday. They took him out in the eighth inning. He didn't take him on the sixth or the seventh. It was the eighth inning.
But, Sal, he did not have a laborious seventh inning. If he threw a 27-pitch seventh inning, I'm like, all right, the residue. And that's what they look
He's
at.
He's got a bullpen
game. He was clean sailing, man.
He's got a bullpen game coming up after that. going into the Yankees series 1 week ago, I thought the Mets were going to be destroyed because they have no pitching. They had three games against the Yankees, one of which was started by an actual starter. How do you survive that? Not to mention that the rest of their bullpen, so not only their rotation, their bullpen is depleted.
That's why we gave them credit for
okay,
beating the
I'm
Yankees
gonna
twice.
I'm going to give you some names. Chris Devinsky, horrendous. Alex Carrillo.
Horrendous.
Rico Garcia.
Dude, the names
Justin
are a joke.
Hageman.
I agree.
Richard Lovelady. Ryan Stanek. Brandon Waddell. This is the Mets bullpen right now.
No, but
every which way you turn, it's not good enough. Like, this is their staff right now. This is their staff. I mean, that is just not good enough.
I agree with that. I know you know what I'm saying, but I think you're still missing it. I know the bullpen stinks, which is why I'm going to be fair to Mendoza in totality.
Like
that's Stearns' job.
Stanek, Garrett, and Brazovan are three of their best arms.
They're arsonists at this point. They're bringing matches and gas cans to the fight. They all stink right now. So if you have a chance to avoid that, all I'm saying, Sal, is you avoid it. Now, it was okay when he threw 106 pitches on July 3rd. It was okay when he threw 103 pitches back on May 15th. I've got every game log in front of me. Mm-hmm. I went back and I made sure that I looked over this to make sure that I'm not being unfair. If this is not a Clark Schmidt situation, which you and I both agreed upon, you don't push because he was never going to finish the eighth, let alone the ninth, to try to get that stupid no hitter. Which some people they disagreed. Oh, I want to see history. Not at, now he's hurt anyway, but not at the risk of an irresponsible pitch count. Peterson was not David Pitt. Doug Peterson football. David Peterson was not in the middle, nor was he at the end of a reckless situation. He was fully in command. He was fully in charge. The options suck behind him, and not only do they stink as pitchers, but you invited one of the young studs in baseball to get off the bench, and what did he do? Bang, two-run shot.
Yeah, I mean,
and you don't blame the manager on that?
No, I don't.
You're nuts with this.
I blame the pitcher for giving up. Stanek has been one of the better relievers that they've had.
Not in the last 6 weeks, Al.
No,
it's been bad.
The last several times out, he's been okay.
Overall,
they're not very good. Stanek has been one of the more reliable arms. He is the more trusted arm right now in the bullpen. Outside of Diaz, that's it. Stanek, Garrett, Brazovan would be the three high-leverage guys. And they're just not good enough. I don't know. So you needed Peterson to finish the game. He wasn't going to finish the game. And if he didn't, and the Mets didn't hit. Like, who's more of a culprit for the game yesterday? Mendoza?
The hitting.
Okay.
No, I said that, though. That's why I ran through the night.
Okay,
that's
so
why they need a bat.
So now,
to me, there's multiple issues from yesterday. Not just one.
If he stuck with Peterson, which, by the way, he let Peterson start the eighth inning, which in today's day and age, for a manager to let a starting pitcher start the eighth inning, the majority of those guys would be fired from the data-driven front office for having a starting pitcher start the eighth inning. That's a fact in today's game.
I don't know if it's a fact when you're in your mid-80s. Like, if you're like 97, yeah. I understand the
tone
in baseball.
Don't want to see the guys a third or fourth time through. Okay, so
I get it. I applaud him for that.
He let him start the eighth inning.
Then he got tight.
He gave up a base hit.
What? Did he? It was like five hopper the other way.
All right, whatever. A guy
he barely
on.
Got around on it.
A guy on. If anything, I think you can make a better case for starting.
Was that Couser? I think that was Colton Couser, right?
If anything, I think you can make a case for starting the inning clean with a reliever. But he wanted to push Peterson, see as far as he could go. If he got the first out, maybe he's going to get another one. I didn't hear the post game afterward if he said it was a predetermined plan going into that inning. Like, I think he said it was going to take it batter for batter, batter by batter. And his gut, whatever, he went with it. It was wrong. I mean, that's what managers do.
So I'm trying to think of the Yankees equivalent to Peterson. Maybe let's say Schmidt before he gets hurt. Something like that, right? If the game is where it was with Peterson yesterday. And Boone pulls Schmidt for a stiff. And not even to mention the whole lefty-righty. I mean, that's just baseball 101. I don't know how he's not getting crushed for that. Like, that is, and I like Mendy. That's stupid.
Yeah, you could crush him.
That is stupid. But, like, if Boone did that and somebody, Gunnar Henderson did a two-run bomb off Loaisiga, who's trashed right now, I'd be saying the same thing. I'd be like, what are you doing? Let him eat.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
guess
all I'm saying.
I would not. I'd be saying the same thing the other way. He took him out of the game. I mean, I can't kill Mendoza for having his starting pitcher start the eighth inning, give up a base hit. Okay, see if Stanek get the job done. It's not his fault Stanek sucks and can't get an out and gives up a gopher ball right away. That's not Mendy's
fault.
That's
on Stearns, which is a different conversation. Stearns got to get some. He better wake up.
What do you mean Stearns?
He got to get some pitches in
well,
here.
They
oh, my
will.
God.
Yeah. I get it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.